I am joined by Sandy Reef and Jamie Wall here to talk about the upcoming Our Town One Table event on August 18th at 6:30 p.m. Hello, how are you, Sandy?
I am great, and it's hard to believe that it's that time again, but we're all looking forward to it. It is dinner is at 6:30, but you can come and claim your table at 4. You can go home and relax, but at least you'll know where your table is, and you'll push as many tables together as you need. Check-in is with Jamie Wall on Main and 4th, and we just can't wait to see you. Jamie's going to tell you a little bit. This is actually our 4th annual Our Town One Table.
Wow.
Always to be held on the third Sunday in August. So mark your calendar, not only for this year, but for next year, too.
And the next year.
And the next year, and the next year, and forevermore.
Like your mother's birthday, carry it over every year.
You got it.
Jamie Wall, you're joining us here in the studio, too. How are you today?
Good.
And you work with the rec department?
Yes, over at the town. I do the special events for the town.
Did this event begin through the rec department or?
No, it began with Sandy.
Okay.
Yeah. And we took it over 2 years ago. And we do it together, though.
Uh-huh. We are very collaborative.
Mm-hmm.
So, Sandy, what was the original inspiration for this?
The original inspiration, in all honesty, was it's something that's done all over the country. We're not unique. However, I always used to look at those pictures in the magazines that were set on the vineyards where there were miles and miles of tables with people with china and crystal sitting on the in the grass on at tables. And I thought, gee, I don't want the crystal and the china, but wouldn't that be great for Carbondale? Now, a year prior, I will say that Linda Criswell really wanted to do something like this and formed a committee that sort of fell apart. And I said, I just can't let this kind of thing fall apart. It's too great. And the very next year, we had our first Our Town One Table.
For the people who haven't attended yet an Our Town One Table event in Carbondale, what does it look like?
What does it look like? It's a beautiful scene. We reserve 4th Street from Main as far up as we need to go. It is colorful. It is glorious. It is people just there to be together and to have a good meal. Each table organizes itself. We supply the tables. The prizes are given to the table that has the most outstanding decorations, that Jamie will go into the theme, et cetera, a little later. And we only are going to judge tables that fit in with the theme. So we're asking everybody, think about what our theme will be. And you should all be pretty well prepared. Jamie, do you want to
Yes.
talk about the theme a little bit?
Yeah. This year's theme is going off of previous events this year. I think that we all can remember the fashion show and the May 1st Friday and then Mountain Fair, and the theme was all consistent with, like, rainbows. So this year we decided to call it Somewhere Over the Rainbow, and you can interpret it any way you want. We just kind of titled it that, and then where everyone is welcome. And if you can remember Mountain Fair this year, on Saturday after the rain, we had double rainbow. So I think it's pretty great to continue that theme. But you can interpret it any way you want. And we're excited to see what everyone comes up with.
So does that theme come out in the recipe you choose or how you dress or just
Anything.
The table decorations?
Any way mm-hmm. you want to do it.
All right. And the more the merrier, I suppose.
Creativity is the key.
All right. Now, you were informing me that in addition to all these people coming out to enjoy food together with their neighbors and their friends, there's also going to be some roaming entertainment.
Yes, as in the past, we're pleased to say the Cowboy Corral will be with us once again. And this year we have Minsu Wu and hopefully her husband Jim playing Mintz, who plays the violin and is wonderful. We also have the Flash Mob Dancers. And it will be, I'm sure, even more than that by next Sunday. And it's all low-key. There's no amplification. It's just they are the street musicians. And we'll play briefly, you know, every so often at Stroll the Streets.
All right. And it appears we have a phone call. Let's just take a gamble and see who this is and if it's relevant to our Town One table. Well, hello, you're on the air, Katie and Kay.
Great. Hey, this is Russ Criswell. I just wanted to straighten out a few things. One is that Linda Criswell did start One Town One Dinner. Sandy came on to help her later. And I took issue with that. Bye-bye.
There is no issue, honey. The year that that Linda wanted to do it, there was a committee that did not move forward with it. It wasn't until the following year that we got a big committee, and that's when I started to head it. But thank you. And actually, Linda was the motivator for me, I will say, because I might have looked at those ads and been to the same kind of event in several different cities, but when she said, we should do something like that here, I said, that's great. And then we didn't do it. So I went on for the following year to start the event.
Yeah, and, you know, beyond...
And Linda certainly was the co-chair for the first two years.
And so gratitude to Linda.
Absolutely.
As well as to
absolutely,
Sandy.
And that's why I mentioned her immediately.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and appreciation for this event and the
absolutely.
Fact that we as a community can come together, especially in these times, you know, the last 2 years in particular, we felt particularly this painful division occurring all around us. And so to remember who we are as a community, I feel like Mountain Fair was a great reminder. And so my question, if somebody doesn't really know, maybe they haven't been invited to sit at a particular table and they don't really feel like they have enough people to start their own table, do you think there's a pretty good bet that if they just showed up, they'd find a place to sit?
Absolutely. Now, we do ask that they bring something for a table, and whatever they bring will fit in wherever. Most people do call with pretty full tables, but I think, Jamie, you a check-in. Mm-hmm. Ask if there are spaces. Last year you had balloons where there were empty seats.
Yeah.
I don't know how we will earmark it this year, but as people check in, if they don't have a table, they will let us know.
And okay. So it's a good opportunity as well for people to perhaps meet new people. Mm-hmm.
I cannot tell you how many people have come to me and say, I had just moved to town, and I came to our Town One table, and I now have a whole bunch of friends. So it is a wonderful way to have yourself introduced to the community, for you to meet the community. It is just a warm, friendly, fuzzy, wonderful afternoon. And we look forward to it every year. We got calls in December. I think I got a couple of calls as to when is our Town One table. So it is something that people have on their calendars, and we hope you keep them there for a long time.
And for somebody who does want to reserve a table and maybe they're waiting to be reminded when exactly the event was, is that opportunity still?
Yes. You can contact me either by email or phone number. My email is jwall, W-A-L-L, at carbondaleco.net. And then my office number is 970-510-1214. And we also have a Facebook page. We blast it on the Instagram account for the Carbondale Rec Department, too. But again, you can also show up day of, and we will find a spot for you as long as you have a dish to pass. And, yeah.
So people can show up as early as 4 o'clock. And
to claim their tables. We do not reserve tables per se. You come. It's first come, first serve, as to the arrangements of the tables, et cetera.
Is there sort of ceremony at 6:30 when the dinner officially begins?
There will be, and by that time, the winner of the table decorations will be announced. Once again, Amy Mays is going to chair the judges. And we just can't thank everybody enough. Our sponsors particularly we want to thank, and that is Bonfire, Handmakery, the Town of Carbondale, Susan's Flowers, and the Creative Arts District. We do thank those people enormously. We try and keep our sponsors at a reasonable level, and we only raise as much money as we need to rent our tables. So again, we thank them for making that all possible. Don't forget, you have to bring your own chairs.
Oh, that's an important detail. Mm-hmm.
And your food and your decorations.
And your plate and utensils.
You got it.
Yes. That's good, because then it's truly zero waste.
Right. An official dinner time is 6:30. Mm-hmm. So all the decorating and the claiming and the can be spread over. You know, you can come claim your tables at 4, but you can come and decorate at 5 if that makes you comfortable. You know, and it's only that the tables are ready to be judged by 5:45.
Right, and once again, this is Our Town One Table on August 18th on 4th Street in Carbondale. Anything else that either of you would like to add?
I think that's everything. Sure. Yeah.
Again, Jamie's number to reserve your tables is
970-510-1214.
All right. Thank you both so much for joining us here on Express Yourself.
Thank you.
Thank you.